Itam sharat rajushikam ritu halir.
Itam sharat rajushikam ritu halir.
Vishwinvatone nusavam yashomalam.
Vishwinvatone nusavam yashomalam.
Sankirtyamanam univir mahatmabir.
Sankirtyamanam
Bhaktik pravittatma rajastamopaha.
Bhaktik pravittatma rajastamopaha.
Itam sharat pravrishikav ritu harer.
Itam sharat pravrishikav ritu harer.
Vishwinvato menu savam yashomalam.
Vishwinvato menu savam yashomalam.
Sankirtyamanam munivir mahatmavir.
Sankirtyamanam munivir mahatmavir.
Bhaktik pravit atma vajastamopaha.
Bhaktik pravit atma vajastamopaha.
Autumn.
Pravrishikao.
Pravrishikao.
Rainy season.
Rainy season.
Ritu. Two seasons. Hare of the Lord. Vishrinvataha.
Continuously hearing.
Me myself.
Anusava.
Constantly.
Yasho Amala.
Unadulterated glories. Sankirtyamanam.
Sankirtyamanam.
Chanted by.
Munibhi.
The great sages.
Mahatmabhi.
Great souls.
Bhaktihi.
Devotional service.
Pravritta.
Began to flow.
Atma,
living being. Rajaha,
mode of passion.
Tamaha, mode of ignorance. Upaha,
vanquishing.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Thus, during two seasons, the rainy season in autumn, I had the opportunity to hear these great-souled sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord Hari. As the flow of my devotional service began, the coverings of the mode of passion and ignorance vanished. Transcendental loving service for the Supreme Lord is the natural inclination of every living being. The instinct is dormant in everyone, but due to the association of material nature, the modes of passion and ignorance cover this from time immemorial. If by the grace of the Lord and the great soul devotees of the Lord, a living being becomes fortunate enough to associate with the unadulterated devotees of the Lord and gets a chance to hear the unadulterated glories of the Lord, certainly the flow of devotional service takes place like the flow of a river. As the river flows on until she reaches the sea, similarly pure devotional service flows by the association of pure devotees till it reaches the ultimate goal, namely transcendental love of God. Such a flow of devotional service cannot stop. On the contrary, it increases more and more without limitation. The flow of devotional service is so potent that any onlooker also becomes liberated from the influence of the modes of passion and ignorance. These two qualities of nature are thus removed, and the living being is liberated, being situated in his original position.
Itam sharat pravishikav vitu harer vishvinvato me nusabam yushomalam samkir diamanam munibir mahatmabir bhakti pravitatma vajastamopaha.
Okay. Narada is actually coming to the stage of transcendental ecstasy, bhava. Because we have been reading, verse by verse, his gradual advancement described. First, he developed some firm attachment for devotional service. And then, after taking the prasadam of the great devotees, he became determined to follow this path. This is pretty much the stage of nishtha, or firm determination in devotional service. Then, it describes that he started hearing. Because of his determination, he became serious about listening. And every day he would hear these sannyasis talk about Krishna. He would listen to their Krishna katha. And by this he developed a very great attraction for these processes of devotional service, especially hearing and chanting. That's the next stage, called ruchi. And Narada uses the term ruchi in verse 26. Then in verse 27, he talks about askalita matir, fixed attention. This naturally is the next stage where one actually becomes very attracted, not just to devotional service, but to the object of devotion, Krishna. When one is actually becoming attracted to Krishna. This is a very advanced stage. It cannot be imitated. If it is, it's nothing to take seriously. Krishna doesn't take it seriously. When materialistic people make a superficial show of being very attracted to him, they're doing it, such people do it, in order to impress other materialistic people and get their applause and maybe get their money and have them become their disciples. It is not real rati. It is a false show of rati for material purposes. And Krishna is not impressed by it. The real thing can only be there in the heart of a devotee who has become very pure. Hare Krishna. And usually that purity has to be achieved by practicing devotional service very carefully for a sufficient amount of time under the guidance of advanced devotees. Then one can actually experience in his heart attraction to Krishna. It is not an easy, cheap thing to do. And now Narada is moving beyond that stage even, as described in this verse. Bhakti Pravit, his devotion is beginning. The beginning of actual devotion, of actual spontaneous, loving, ecstatic attraction, and the urge to serve Krishna in love. This is called bhava, which is the beginning, like the dawn, when the rays of prema are just beginning to appear on the horizon of the heart. Or it's like a small sprout that is going to grow into a big plant or tree, but now it's just a baby sprout, just germinated. That is bhava. The very beginning, first inklings of ecstatic, loving attraction. This is, I think, the stage that is being described now in this verse. Bhakti pravit atmana jastamopaha. On this stage,
This is preliminary to the final perfection of prema. It is not the absolutely final perfection. And we see that Narada still has more sadhana to perform. He's going to leave his home after the death, untimely death of his mother. And he's going to go to the wander around, and he's going to sit down in a secluded forest and meditate. And make more advancement. Start to actually experience love of God. The Lord will appear to him in his heart, and then disappear, and tell him, you've got more to do. You're not finished yet. You will not see me again in this lifetime. You must continue your sadhana. So sadhana does not end even after one gets attraction to Krishna. Even in prema, there is further development. And the Lord will arrange it that one feels suffers separation from him in order to increase his attachment even more and more, even after the perfection of prema has been reached. So thus we see here the kind of devotion that Narada is achieving at this point is real attraction to Krishna, but he still has some contamination of a subtle kind in his heart. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavadyutama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Then one develops bhakti, which is fixed. Same word, bhakti. But bhakti here doesn't mean the complete perfection, mature perfection of prema, but the stage preliminary to that, the awakening of ecstasy, bhava. Or asakti is another name of it. I'm sorry, not asakti, but rati. Ruchi, asakti, ruchi is attachment to the process of devotional service. Rati is attachment, not rati, but asakti is attachment to Krishna himself. And then rati is ecstasy. That will lead to prema. But still there are subtle traces of contamination in the heart. Desire for prestige. Desire for some independence of one's own. That has to be cleared out, and it is being cleared out in this stage of bhava. Bhakti pravit atmavajastamopaha. If Narada didn't have any trace of rajas and tamas in his heart, why does it describe that the bhakti he's experiencing is eradicating it? If there's nothing to eradicate, there's no use of bhakti doing it, if there's nothing there to eradicate. So there still are, apparently, some subtle traces of material desire in Narada's heart, and they're being dealt with by his experiencing bhava, ecstasy. This is the positive way to become cured of our material disease. We don't have to take bitter medicine. The sinful people have to suffer. They must be punished. They are obstinately sinful. They must suffer sinful reactions and learn the hard way. They make advancement by suffering in this life, by going to hell in the next life, by becoming animals, various kinds of terrible suffering. This is their way of improving, by suffering. That is foolish. The more intelligent living entity lives according to the rules of the Vedas, is a righteous person, obeying the rules and regulations of his station in life, according to the Varnashram system. And so he doesn't have to suffer hellish punishment, but he has to undergo so much trouble. To obey all those rules and regulations, it's great trouble. So trouble is there. Not agony, but trouble. And then if someone becomes a candidate for the process of pure devotional service, he can put aside all these complex and troublesome regulations of the Varnashram system and simply concentrate on the simple, sublime rules and regulations of devotional service. which are pleasurable. There's nothing painful or troublesome about devotional service. If, while trying to execute this devotional service in practice, we are experiencing trouble, anxiety, confusion, pain, it's not the devotional service that's causing it. It's other things that we're still thinking and doing that are extraneous, that are outside of devotional service. It's the material things that we're still doing that cause us pain and trouble and anxiety and confusion and frustration. Not devotional service itself. Devotional service, kevala ananda kanta, is simply pleasure. Even from the very beginning, even without prema, there is pleasure in devotional service. Shubhada. In the beginning, devotional service, klesha gni shubhada, destroys all trouble, pain, and brings various kinds of auspiciousness, even in the beginning of practice. What to speak of when one is making a great advancement. Then, as you're actually achieving firm conviction, attraction to the process, attraction to Krishna, and then when you begin to experience ecstasy, transcendental ecstasy, that is the most sublime and easy method of purification. Then the purification is automatic, and the effort that has to be made is simply pleasure and ecstasy. It's the natural fulfillment of the natural urge of the soul. When you have to do something unnatural, when you have to restrain your natural urges, that is troublesome. You have to sit in a bus for 8 hours and you cannot relieve your bladder. This is painful. You can't go to the toilet because you're sitting in a bus that's not stopping. In the train, there's a toilet, but in the bus, there's no toilet. So there's trouble, pain. You have to restrain. You cannot indulge your urge to pass water. So when you cannot satisfy your natural urges, then you suffer trouble. But in the higher stages of devotional service, there is nothing such. There is no restraint or denial of the natural urges, because your urges have become pure. They all become fulfilled. You do what you want to do, and you enjoy it. On our current stage of sadhana bhakti, we cannot claim that. We have to do things we don't feel like doing. We don't always feel like waking up early. We don't feel like chanting our rounds all the time. We don't feel like behaving nicely to devotees. Sometimes we want to be angry at them. So we have to restrain these material urges that we're still experiencing. Sadhana bhakti means by rules and regulations, you have to discipline yourself, not to just express your material urges. But advancement in devotional service means the material urges go away and they become replaced by spiritual urges. Natural desire to always do the right things. And no impulse, no urge to do the wrong things. If you want that, if you want to live like that, natural life, where everything, all desires are fulfilled and nothing is denied, then make advancement in devotional service. Make advancement in devotional service and you will experience this. You don't need to prove anything to anybody but to Krishna. You don't need to impress the people in general. You don't need a university degree or a certain amount of money in the bank, credit standing. You don't need any of this. You need devotional credit. You need to be qualified to receive your devotional credit card. This is what we need. By becoming attracted to the process and then becoming attracted through the process to Krishna. This is the means, of our achieving the perfection of life. Become serious. Become enthusiastic about devotional service. Make real advancement. Then all problems are solved. Don't worry about the problems. They will be solved
if you make advancement in devotional service. Narada Muni is giving his own life story not to glorify himself, like some politician wants his to be respected and voted for. Narada Muni is not running for office. He's not a politician. He's telling his story simply to help us, to show an example how just by hearing and chanting and becoming actually attracted to Krishna, everything is achieved. And everything wrong is fixed. And all contamination is purified. Just by enthusiastic and determined execution of the process of devotional service. This is Narada's lesson to Vyasadeva and to us.
Hare Krishna. So are there any questions or comments? Yeah, please.
Devotees on the advanced stages of bhava or asakti, actually, even if they do have some impediments or problems, they still are, they are able to continue because they have already big attraction. And,
yes.
And still, Lord reveals, I mean, but if devotees on the lower stages, something happens and they are not, you know, capable of so easily continue.
Yes.
So, but Lord reveals himself, for example, for the devotees usually who are on the very advanced stages, who don't need such encouragement, like to Narada. He's already in the bhava stage, the Lord reveals himself. But why does the Lord doesn't reveal himself to the devotees who are on the...
He reveals himself through other means, externally. Externally. The devotee, his inner faculty is not yet matured. The devotee is not ready to perceive inside. But Krishna appears and shows his mercy and gives his guidance through the spiritual master and other Vaishnavas. Through the Vaishnav scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. And from the association, through the association of all sorts of Vaishnavas. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. These are the three forms in which Krishna manifests himself for the neophytes who can't yet come into actually tune into Krishna on the inside. They're not ready for that yet. But he helps them. We have to take shelter. As neophytes, we have to take shelter of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. These are our shelter, our protection, our guidance. And Krishna is manifesting through them. We can't see Krishna, but we can see the Vaishnavas. We can see the Guru. We can talk to them. They can give us advice. They can watch after us. Krishna is doing it, but through them. And then after that, when we become mature, then we'll begin to see Krishna directly. That's all.
Hare Krishna.
Anything else?
Okay, thank you.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.